We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Everybody, Lori Hybe here. Today's podcast is about networking. Of course it is. That's what it's always been about. But I'm going to dive into some networking tips for you. We've had a lot of guests on the show already, and we're going to continue to have many more. But today I decided I'm going to just dive into some of the guests' feedback and also some of my own personal tips and experiences around networking. So right away, I'm going to start with know your goal and your purpose. A number of our guests have talked about that, really knowing what it is that you're trying to do as far as why you're getting involved in an event or why you're attending a certain event. I always like to start with the end in mind and really know what your goal and your purpose is. You know, a lot of times I find myself attending a number of different events, particularly those related to my specific industry and area of expertise. And I go there to learn. So for example, DrupalCon is an annual conference for Drupal developers or agencies that develop in Drupal, which is a website development platform. And we go to learn more about the platform, best practices, what's coming in the future around that. But at the end of the day, I love learning, don't get me wrong about that, and I always advocate that, but my role is really focused on creating those relationships that are going to allow me to generate new business opportunities. So as much as I love to learn new things, I often need to reevaluate where my time is being spent and start attending and getting involved in the organizations where my target prospects really are. And those events and activities that are more in alignment with what my goals are at the end of the day. So what I'd recommend for you, the listener here, map out the last couple events that you've attended or networking activities that you've engaged in, and really audit what is your goal. And looking at your goal and those events, is there alignment between those? If not, it may be time to reevaluate what activities you're participating in and how they're going to align with your goal. All right, that was networking tip number one. Know your goal and your purpose. My second tip for you is to find a buddy. And the reason I'm saying that, it's more for the individuals that might be more of an introvert or maybe new to the networking game, or maybe it's just been a while. I know sometimes if I'm going to a new event or an organization that I'm not familiar with, there's a little bit of hesitation or fear, that fear of the unknown. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll find someone who I've established a relationship with that has either attended this event in the past or is just interested in networking or the audience that is involved in this event. And I'll say, hey, let's be networking buddies. So we go in to the event and then we're able to support each other initially and kind of evaluate the situation. But typically what happens is we end up, going our own way and meeting different people that are more in alignment with our specific goals. And then we circle back and touch base, and maybe we're introducing each other to some of the individuals that we met because we find they might be a better connection for that networking buddy. So think about maybe having a buddy system in place. My third tip for you today is to have some conversation topics prepared. Now, how many times have you gone and it's the same old boring conversation? So what do you do for a living? Well, what do you do? Oh, the weather's been really nice lately. What do you think about those Packers? Let's be a little bit more creative and think about some conversations that are going to be memorable. So come prepared to every event with a couple of topics ready to dive into. First, consider the event and the audience that you're attending. Maybe it's a specific event where it's primarily manufacturers. So before you attend the event, maybe do a little bit of research and see if there's any big news in that industry that you can come prepared to talk about and speak intelligently to that audience. If you're not really interested or aware of who the specific industry audience is for the event, come prepared with a cool new app that you've been using on your phone, something that can add value. Maybe it's one to stay organized or kind of like a list or a to-do reminder, or maybe it's just a fun game that's good for you to, you know, blow off some steam at the end of the day. Or are you reading a new book that's really engaging? A lot of professionals are really into professional development as far as reading, kind of, I like to refer them as the self-help books. Or ask the question, so what book are you reading right now? Or, hey, I'm looking for new apps on my iPhone. Any recommendations? So having a couple questions that are ready for creating some interesting conversation or just to share your stories going forward are going to be a lot more enticing than, you know, what do you think of the weather lately? All right. So tip number four is stick to 5 minutes. So if you're at a very specific networking event, be aware of the fact that the other people that are at this event are there for that same purpose that you are, which is likely to meet new individuals or to network with those that they've already established a relationship with. I'm sure you're going to meet some people that are very interesting and very exciting to talk to, and you're getting really into deep conversation. But leverage the time that you have there to try to connect with a couple other people as well. I'm not saying you want to meet, you know, 50 people in one night, but having a goal of connecting and making 3 valuable relationships at the end of that evening is probably a good goal to have. So be polite to the individual and consider saying something along the lines of, you know, hey, Joe, you know, it's been really great connecting with you, and I know you're here to meet some other people as well. So let's continue this conversation next week. How about I call you next Thursday and we can connect? It's always an easy, it shows that you are willing to you appreciate this individual and you respect their time, and it's okay to say that. And they're gonna see that right away, but they're also gonna get the hint that you wanna continue working the room as well. What's really important to remember about that, you know, sticking to this short 5 minutes, is the last moments of that conversation are really going to define how other people remember you. So put a lot of thought into what your ending to a conversation is going to be, and make sure it's memorable and very impactful. Tip number 5 is don't sell. Seriously, you're not attending these events to sell anything. You are looking to create relationships. I really have experienced numerous times where I'm at a networking event and someone is actually trying to close a deal while I'm at that event. Not even open to building a relationship, just going straight for the close. That's a huge turnoff. We've all experienced it. And remember how that feels when you've experienced it. You don't want to be sold to on that first encounter. Focus on building that relationship. And that goes back to bringing some conversation topics with you just to start building get the conversation going and building that initial relationship. The 6th tip I have for you is you don't always have to be focused on meeting somebody new. Try reconnecting with someone you already know. Networking isn't all about how many connections you have, you know, how many people you're following on LinkedIn or how many business cards you've connected or you've collected. Networking is about building strong relationships. So if you are if you are attending an event where there's already people that you know there, definitely go up, say hello, check in with them, bring in some of those conversation topics, that new book you're reading or the new app that you're using. Ask them how they're doing and if things have changed in their space. You need to continue to nurture those relationships. Ask them how long they've been part of this organization. What other organizations or events do they attend? Which ones have they found value in? Get some conversation going around and focused on building and nurturing that relationship with those already established contacts. Oftentimes what's going to happen is you're reconnecting with someone and they're going to have someone else that they're speaking with at this event, and you're going to meet a new person through this already established contact that you've got. So my seventh and final networking tip for you today is to get involved. Just attending events and sitting and having a face isn't going to be nearly as impactful as if you were to serve on a committee or get involved on the board level. If you're on a board or a committee, you're meeting with individuals more frequently. You're getting a lot more face time and really building those relationships. You also have an opportunity to showcase your expertise and your knowledge set by contributing to the growth and impact of that specific organization that you're involved in. More often than not, being involved will make it a lot easier for you to establish your roots and your level of comfort with an organization. And it is a great conversation starter if you're just attending a specific event to say, oh yeah, so I sit on the marketing committee for this organization and I'm really glad you're here. It's a lot less threatening or scary if you're actually involved, because you can speak intelligently about that organization. All right, so those are my seven tips for you. Know your goal and purpose. Find a buddy if you haven't gone before. Have some conversation topics ready for you. Try to stick to 5 minutes for every conversation with a new individual that you meet. Do not sell. You don't always have to be focused on meeting someone new. Try reconnecting with someone you've already met. And I would definitely advocate for getting involved in that organization that you are attending. I would love to hear what other tips that you have for me. Feel free to tweet me on Twitter at LJ Hybe. Connect with me on Facebook, Social Capital with Lori Hybe, or feel free to email Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.